She did as he said, and was asleep even before her eyes closed. 10. She's in Central Park, and it's cold enough to see her breath. The sky overhead is white from side to side, a snow sky, but she's not cold. No, not in her new deerskin coat, leggings, vest, and funny deerskin mittens. There's something on her head, too, pulled down over her ears and keeping them as toasty as the rest of her. She takes the cap off, curious, and sees it's not deerskin like the rest of her new clothing, but a red and green stocking cap. Written across the front is, Merry Christmas. She looks at it, startled. Can you have déjà vu in a dream? Apparently so. She looks around, and there are Eddie and Jake grinning at her. Their heads are bare, and she realizes she has in her hands a combination of the caps they were wearing in some other dream. She feels a great, soaring burst of joy, as if she has just solved some supposedly insoluble problem. Squaring the circle, let us say, or finding the ultimate prime number. Take that, Blaine, may it bust your brain, you crazy choo-choo train. Eddie is wearing a sweatshirt that says, I drink Nozzola. Jake is wearing one that says, I drive the Takuro Spirit. Both have cups of hot chocolate. The perfect kind, mit Schlag on top and little sprinkles of nutmeg dotting the cream. What world is this? She asks them, and realizes that somewhere nearby, carolers are singing, What Child Is This? You must let him go his course alone, says Eddie. Yar, and you must beware of Dandolo, says Jake. I don't understand. Susanna says, and holds out her stocking cap to them. Wasn't this yours? Didn't you share it?